Muhammad Yunus won the Nobel Peace Prize in 2006 for setting up a bank in his native Bangladesh to provide small loans to impoverished women to help them become entrepreneurs. In recent years, he has expanded the work of his Grameen Bank to focus on improving health care for the 40% of Bangladeshis who live on less than a dollar a day. On a visit to Washington this week, Yunus told an international health conference that Grameen Health, an affiliate of Grameen Bank, has 51 clinics that offer low-cost treatment to villagers who pay an insurance premium of just $2 a year. But he says many doctors who run the rural clinics want to stay only a few months before returning to the cities, which forced him to rethink the operation.
One of the alternatives finally we decided on, that maybe we shouldn't even try to bring the doctors in the village. And that's what now we are working, redesigning the system.
Yunus says he is working with U.S. medical experts to create healthcare centers that allow villagers to transmit their medical information over the internet using cellular telephones to a faraway doctor's computer.
The advice should be on a particular case and pick up the mobile phone and tell the health management center what's the next step to take, what the precaution to take, whatever advice they have.
Yunus began his partnership with the U.S. healthcare providers last September to help make his Bangladeshi clinics more cost-efficient and self-supporting. One of his partners, Pfizer, the world's biggest pharmaceutical maker, is helping to evaluate Grameen's healthcare delivery systems. Another is General Electric, the world's top maker of medical imaging devices such as ultrasound machines. GE is working with villagers to make diagnostic equipment less complex and easier to carry to people's homes. And the Mayo Clinic, a leading nonprofit medical provider, is training village doctors and nurses how to use state-of-the-art medical equipment. Yunus says another way to make his healthcare network sustainable is to encourage Bangladeshi women to train as nurses and become part of the Grameen healthcare system.
In Bangladesh, we are in a very strange situation, where there are three doctors per nurse, because the shortage of a nurse is so big. So we thought we can turn it around. We have plenty of girls with good qualification. We can run them through the nursing colleges, and they become good healthcare workers. And they will fill up the gap.
If Yunus's healthcare system succeeds in Bangladesh, he says he hopes the model can be replicated to help millions of people throughout the developing world. Michael Lippin, VOA News, Washington.